listening to KPCW. And we are doing the morning mix. She always leaves that butt up. Anyway, I'm John Burdick, sitting in for John Wells today, and co-host Christy Dillaway on the morning mix. Welcome.
Welcome.
Who's Thanks. On our show today, other than the NPR
well,
opening
you
music?
Are.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for being my co-host when J Dub's on assignment, as
yes,
we say.
He is on assignment for 2 weeks, I think.
Three.
He's on assignment for 3 weeks? I want that gig. I want to go away for 3 weeks and be on assignment. Renee, if you're listening,
that's our plug. Exactly. Well, you're tuned into the Morning Mix, where we always present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. Today is April 26th, and it feels like spring.
Yes, it does, finally.
The buds are on the
trees. It'll snow tonight, though. It always snows. Tomorrow's my birthday, and it just snowed on my birthday probably 10 out of the 19 years I've been here.
So. Well, that's some good odds, half and half.
Yeah. I mean, close.
And a 89%. And a shameless plug for John's birthday tomorrow.
It just came out.
It just came out. It's on the top of my head.
It was one of those things where I always get snow on my birthday, and that's Park City weather. You know, that's just the beauty of living
this
here.
This is my favorite time to go down to Salt Lake and be like, oh, my God. Look at the flowers and the trees and the grass.
What is that?
It's like a whole other world, and it's like 30 minutes away.
Yeah. I mean, it's currently 46 degrees. Let's see if there's even snow or rain. Yep. Here you go. There's a 70% chance of severe thunderstorms tonight, and it's supposed to get down to 34 degrees.
So could I possibly.
There's going to be frost on my birthday. There is going to be frost tomorrow morning. I guarantee it. You heard it here first.
You heard it here.
I am now going to, a meteorologist? What would be my official title if I were a weather
person?
Can
we change
person?
Your name to like John Clouds?
Yes. here's Johnny Cloud in the morning. Anyway,
You're so versatile.
Exactly.
It's can all, do so many things.
It's that crazy education.
I don't know what that was.
Yep.
Well, on our show today, our musical guest is Kid Brother. He's in the studio with us. He's going to be playing live on air several times throughout the show. You'll want to stay tuned for that. We are going to talk to two amazing athletes and Park City locals. Peekaboo Street is here and Audrey McDonald. They are going to talk to us about 9:20. Oh, so many things to cover on that. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. And then we're going to talk to the Timpanogos Valley Theater. They're putting on The Music Man. Ooh. Were you ever in The Music Man?
I was never in The Music Man, but of all the musicals that I could do, that's the only one I probably ever thought I would be able to do. The Robert Preston character, just because of the way he sings
was
those songs.
Was he Harold
songs.
Hill, or who
yes.
was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
My brother was the anvil salesman in the high school production. He'd never done anything ever on stage.
They just threw him into that.
He auditioned, and then he had this part, and he was great.
That's awesome.
And then he never did anything after that. Okay. Not my brother that lives in Park City. If people are thinking that's Dave Dillaway, that was not, he's not a stage guy. It was Dan.
Okay. How
just
many
saying
brothers
that because
do you have?
I have two brothers, and a lot of people know my brother Dave that lives in town. So, Dave Dills. Hey, shout out to Dave Dills.
Okay. Why do I not know you even have a brother? I've known you for like 19
Everybody
years.
Everybody says that. He comes to my Christmas party.
Yeah. Okay.
And
it
he
depends
wears,
on what time in the night he comes to that
And he wears something
party.
That I gave him. That is his claim to fame. If you see him, he will wear something
that you give
that you
him?
Gave him. Yeah. And I think he's got some filing system. Like when my mom comes to town, he'll pull something out and be like, yeah, you gave this to me in 1995. I don't know.
Wow.
And you know he never
not
wears
only
it
that,
otherwise.
Not only that, he remembers when it came from.
Mm-hmm. He's got a good filing system.
Because I've got, my filing system is a drawer with all the t-shirts from my entire life. And the ones that are like special t-shirts, like I have a Second City t-shirt from back in high school. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I have things from them. I've got that one t-shirt that my mom brought me that had, I went to Europe and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. Do you remember those from the 70s or 80s? Anyway, we are going to be
They're
back.
In a drawer.
Yeah, exactly. We are definitely going downhill quickly. It's 10 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Mix. Stay tuned. We've got some great guests today. We're going to honor some underwriters, and then we're going to be back with Bill Rock rocking out here in the studio. Excuse me, not
Kid
Bill
Brother.
Rock. Kid Brother. I don't know where, I said rock, and that's where that went. Okay. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Earl Foote here. Frustrated with your current business technology? Nexus IT proudly supports KPCW and other local businesses with IT support, IT and hardware as a service, Wi-Fi, cybersecurity defense, and creative cloud solutions since 1998. 435-487-9099 or nexusitc.net.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, located in Park City since 2006. serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with on-site parking, kids menu, and Squatters and Wasatch beers. Squatters, good for what ails you. Squatters.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. In studio with us right now is Kid Brother, a local artist. Welcome.
How's it going?
Good. And thanks for coming in so early. I know that musicians don't normally get up this
early. Oh, I should be at work. This is not that early. Okay. I don't get to live that life anymore.
But you did at one point?
Oh, yeah.
And that's why you're working now?
Full time? Yeah, you got to pay your penance.
Tell us a bit about your musical career.
Oh, well, it's been a bouncy one. I've been playing shows and bands and what have you since about 12 or 13. And just kind of always had it to the side. I moved out of Utah and I kind of met up with some people that encouraged me. And so I was starting to put a little bit more into it. And then I had a relationship of 6 years kind of end, and then that's when I really threw myself into it for quite a while and toured full time, and then the road gets expensive, so I landed back in Salt Lake.
I think it's reasonable to enjoy that freedom of the road and then be like, oh, there's some freedom to a paycheck too.
Yeah, and when you're staring down the barrel at 30, the back of a van looks less and less enticing.
Depends on what kind of van, you know. I've seen some custom vans out there. Yeah. Was it shag? Did you have, like, shag carpeting in there?
No, but I had curtains that I made with my mom's sewing machine, and they'd get caught in the seatbelts. So I'm pretty sure that, like, nullifies any safety that your Chevy Astro van has. So
how would you classify your type of music?
That's my least favorite question.
Yeah,
John.
I'm sorry about that. I went right to it.
I like to side skirt that by taking a little bit of a cue from a hero of mine, and I call it cosmic Americana.
Okay, that's a great term.
All right. Well, what are you gonna play for us first?
This is an older tune. It's off of the record I put out in 2016. It's called This House.
Years are through. There's nothing I can do. Think about how much I hate sleeping alone. No one is home. I'm gonna throw away my phone. Grew up in your arms now. I'm a child again. Just need out of this place. Find my home space. Can't seem to breathe these days. Four walls, they're closing in. Get me out of this house. Get me out. Pat says it's fine. Sit around and whine. Everyone else is our show. Stay strong. And drinking makes it worse. Puts things in reverse. Now I'm lost in my home. Neighborhood. Just need. from space. Can't seem to breathe these days. Four walls, they're closing in. Get me out of this house. Get me out here. Get me out of this house. Just want.
Are you over 40 and just hitting your stride? The author of Late Bloomers talks about the power of patience in a world obsessed with early achievement. That's on Cool Science Radio. Companies like to talk about the bottom line and making shareholders happy, but there's another way to raise profits, consumer loyalty. Hear about that on Mountain Money. And on The Mountain Life, new research shows how mindfulness may help prevent unhealthy addictions. KPCW Public Affairs shows are available on podcast, on the KPCW app, and online at kpcw.org.
As a final push to raise funds for our capital campaign for expansion across the street, the Park City Follies at the Egyptian Theater has cabaret tables and balconies available at a premium for your group. Fully tax deductible and come with other great perks, or join the Faro Club to access front of the house seating. Again, the Park City Follies is sold out for general seating, so call the box office for details on how to get in to see this amazing show and help us build our new theater space. 649-9371. Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. It is currently 64 degrees is our expected high. Currently 46 degrees, so we only got 20 degrees to go. And severe thunderstorms, as I mentioned earlier, 70% chance of that happening tonight. Mostly cloudy. Southwest winds 14 to 21 miles an hour. And then tonight, the showers are likely before 7 p.m. And then it's going to possibly rain after midnight, again, keeping that 70 to 40% is actually what they're saying late night. Saturday, it is going to be sunny, lovely day, high near 60s. Mostly clear Saturday night, 36 is your expected low. Sunday, mostly sunny, 50s or 54 is your expected high during the day on Sunday, 27 degrees Sunday night, and then possibly some precipitation on Monday, with actual snow flurries in the prediction. I can't believe it. Spring and summer will eventually make it to Park City. But who has made it to Park City? Christy, who's in the studio with us right now?
Well, this is from the part of our show description that says, we present a diverse mix of athletes, recreationalists, and locals of notoriety. So I'm targeting that segment of our description. So we're going to speak to
our description. Is that on our website?
It is.
Well, if somebody go there.
You can read the other things.
Check off that box.
So in that regard, we're going to speak to these two top-notch female and local athletes of different generations about being high-level athletes, the effort to train and stay on track educationally during that your athletic time, overall challenges and opportunities provided by athletics, training at altitude, and the support of a community such as ours. So we have Peekaboo Street, world-renowned skier and multi-Olympic medalist, and Audrey McDonald, who is a USA-ranked swimmer, 17-year-old Park City local. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, good morning.
So, Peekaboo, we've talked a little bit about I hope people in town know who you are and feel like they can now brag to their friends like, oh, yeah, Peekaboo Street lives in my town. But about the challenges of being a young athlete who starts off on the, competing worldwide and how you keep up educationally.
It's definitely a challenge, for sure. I was 16 when I was named to the U.S. national team and started traveling the world, really. And I had gone to Roll Marks Ski Academy for a year my freshman year in high school and really fell in love with academics. But being such a, you know, tenacious skier, that was what I wanted to do first. And so, you know, I kind of padded around for about a year trying to go to the public school, and it didn't really work. So,
and not to give away your age, but let's talk about what year this was, because this is there weren't as many opportunities.
Yeah, this is in the mid-'80s, mid to late-'80s. So I started basically looking around to try and find an alternative source to be able to get a good education while I was gallivanting around the world, you know, chasing the white circus. So I found a correspondence curriculum out of the state of Alaska, which was very renowned at that level because they educate the majority of their state because they're so rural. They educate them virtually. So it
so
was
they'd already figured this model out because they had to.
Yep, totally. It was the only way they were getting these kids educated. And, you know, thank goodness for the bush pilots that are so brave and want to fly this stuff in. It was snail mail back when I did.
All right, you're not even
thinking about that. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, no computers yet. Exactly. Yep. Nope. It all came in the mail. I carried a humongous backpack full of books and papers around. I knew where the post offices were in all different countries.
Wow.
And I would get my stuff done, and I would send it up to my teachers and pray there wasn't a huge snowstorm going to stop my stuff from getting there. And now the kids just have to worry about whether the send
hit
button
the button
on their computer.
Okay, so did you get, like,
right
post?
These kids these days.
So let's say you're competing in Europe, and you had to kick in your homework. Did you get at least the due-by date based on your postage, or did they get marked off?
So most
late?
Of my teachers were cool about it, except for my history teacher, Bell. He
of
was
course.
Definitely a little more of a stickler. And so I would literally get I'd be done a week early and get my stuff in the mail a week earlier than my plan said to, just in case that snowstorm. He was never mad at me if it showed up early.
Oh,
but if it showed up late, he was. So so ultimately, it was just, you know, for me, it was a fallback. Like, what happens if I don't make it as a skier? I definitely need an education. I think that the outlook on that has changed a little bit today with kids specializing as young as they do and having the opportunities with so many flexible models out there to be able to get a good education and think about what am I going to do with my brand once I do make it, once I do become a big success. Everyone is a little mini brand nowadays with social media the way it is. And so I really think it's important to grow the lifestyle and the personality of a, you know, a young athlete to have a place in the world that's substantial and have an education to go with that. And if you've got those hand in hand, you're going to manage your brand that much better, regardless of what level of success you achieve.
So nice. Interesting, so, being a brand.
Are you taking notes, Audrey? You got
yeah,
this
I
down?
Am,
she has been all along.
All 3 years I have.
So
it's been super fun. I saw an opportunity after eighth grade to be the first student at Peekaboo Street Academy. And, you know, I jumped right in. And ever since then, I think I've excelled at the highest level that I can. And, you know, having that one-on-one with Dan and Michelle really helped me out. I think.
Well, we should backtrack a minute. You're a swimmer.
Yeah, I am.
Which is
I am a swimmer.
Unique in this town because we have so many
winter
athletes.
Yeah, so
you're
athlete.
A summer athlete.
A lot of winter athletes here
but,
in Park City.
But you also have been pulled away from school for competitions and training and
so
stuff?
Many.
Okay.
Yeah. When I was in junior high, I got pulled out a lot. And I would miss most of my classes, and none of the teachers really understood what was going on or what I was doing. And at PSA, they really understand, you know, I'll be gone for 4 days and I won't be able to do my schoolwork or my homework. And which is really nice having that flexibility of, you know, trying to figure out school and being able to swim and knowing that I'm not missing any school or I'm not being behind or I'm not getting in trouble for doing a sport that I love.
Right.
And so
there's nothing worse than getting in trouble, you know, like just that feeling of like, you're not good enough at this. You're not doing what we need you to do. And you're like, oh my God, I'm trying to do this really big thing.
Yeah.
That's my passion.
Exactly.
I don't want to be punished for it. Mm-hmm. But also we have some alternatives now in town, like with the winter school, but I guess you're that doesn't pertain to your schedule.
Yeah, I think it would be, if I was attending the winter school, I think it would be very difficult for me. I don't think it would accurately line up to my swim schedule.
Mm-hmm.
My swimming is year-round. I train every single day. And different meets, according to how elite level you are, there's different meets all around the year. So winter nationals are in December, and then you have summer nationals, which are in August. So you can't really go to school during the winter because you have nationals that in 2 months.
So you have a very unique situation. Yeah. Although you can't be the only person.
But her situation is becoming more common. Right. That's exactly. The thing is children are starting to choose a sport earlier and specialize in that sport earlier. Mm-hmm. And the need to kind of have this blended model is mm-hmm. definitely becoming you know, more of a necessity, because in order to hang at the state level and then to hang at the national level, you have to have that freedom to be able to do your training when you need to do it, your competition when you need to do it. And like you said, there's nothing worse than that feeling in your belly of like you're in the starting gate on the blocks getting ready to jump in the pool and, you know, swim as fast as you can, and you're thinking about your schoolwork and what hasn't been done, and you have these windows that you can miss, and that doesn't bode well at all for the psyche of an up and coming athlete or even a
I say like you
general.
Know that feeling, but like I don't know that feeling. I mean, I mean I know I was that gonna maybe miss as school a mom and an employee, but I don't know that as a
and they're both super
trying to get so hot.
So it's kind of hard to balance them equally, and with public school and being at an elite level, whatever sport you're in, uh-huh. I think would be hard enough. And if you're a student athlete that is going to a school that would not give you the opportunity to be at the highest level of your sport, would be extremely difficult. And I think that's what PSA is all about. They want you to succeed in your school and in your sport too, which I think is
so. Let's talk about your ambitions.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's in your future? What do you see?
I have been swimming for a really long time. It's been 10 years. And my kind of dream as of right now is I want to swim collegiate. Mm-hmm. I have been taking college official visits to all different colleges. I went to LSU a couple weeks ago. Yesterday I got back from University of Pittsburgh. I was supposed to go to University of Iowa, but missed my connection flight and got stuck in Detroit.
So did you just stop by like a Detroit university
to
check out some
things?
No, they said don't leave the airport.
Don't leave the airport.
I ended up staying in a hotel. But,
oh my God,
there's a couple good schools
story.
In Michigan.
I was going to visit it, but then my flight got canceled, so I never went.
So didn't really make it there. But as of right now, I'm trying to see what school, college would be best for me. Uh-huh. I got really, really big schools. Some Ivy schools, NCAAs lets recruiters talk to you after September 1st of your junior year in high school.
That was a big day.
That was a very big day.
Did you get flooded with phone calls?
Totally.
So they actually can't call you. They can only email and text you. And so
okay.
After September 1st is like midnight, and I was laying in bed on my computer, and
bam,
like 57 emails.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Of Division One and Division Two colleges all over the country.
So they know you, and they've been watching you, and they're paying attention.
Yeah, which is super cool. So
well, that's great. I mean, so you didn't have to choose between your athletics and your schooling.
Exactly.
These things are coming together to put you to,
recruited.
What else do you want to do, too? Not only do you want to swim collegiately, but what do you want to study and do when you're done, too?
I'm going to be a nurse. So my major's going to be nursing.
Just a little busy.
Yeah. Actually, Division One swimming and 4 years of nursing actually don't correlate to each other. So I have to do 4 years of kinesiology or biology or chemistry, and then I'll go on to do 18 months or 2 years of my clinicals and my prereqs and everything. So
she's swimming. You got it figured out. So what
is
do
an
you compete in?
Here?
Yeah. Well, so what are your sport? I mean, what are your events?
I do everything but the 100-meter breast, 200-meter breast, 400 IM, and 200 IM. So the 100 breast, I kind of think of swimming as like quarters. So
okay.
25 is one quarter, 50 is 50 cents, right?
Right.
So two laps is 50, 75 is three, 100 is four. So anything under 200 is technically a sprint. And I'm known as a distance swimmer. So I do the 1650, what is the mile to most people.
How many laps is that?
It's 66 double red.
Oh, great.
64.
What's double red?
So
66 double red. I got a 66. Sounds like a football call.
Swimming jargon.
I got a 66 double red.
Yeah, so you have a counter at the end of your pool, and they count for you, and double red is your last lap. So for me, converted, my miles time is 1650. And
say that again.
16 minutes and 50 seconds.
16 minutes and 50 seconds. You can swim a mile.
Yeah.
What? Where did that come
from? And at what time in the morning?
Tuesdays and Thursdays over the summer, our practices are from like 4:45 to 6:45, I think 6:30. So
it's about the time I roll over.
Yeah, I was gonna say, right? 16. That you're driving me crazy here. I couldn't do anything in 16 minutes, and you can swim a mile. That's amazing.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun. I really do enjoy it. It's definitely one of the harder races swimming has to offer, but you know, I think it's the best race. It gives you enough time to where if you're behind, you can catch up. But if you're ahead, it gives you enough time to stay ahead. So
how about the butterfly? Are you any good at that
one?
Yeah,
so I do the 200 butterfly long course.
Really?
So there's 25 yards, which is what I train in. It's what junior nationals are, 25 yards. And then you have the Olympic size pool, which is 50 meters. That's what long course JOs is. So that's junior Olympics. That's normally what all collegiate swimming is. That's what they train in, but NCAAs are short course. And so we train that during the summer because most of our long course meets are summer nationals is the highest age group you can go at 18 and unders. After that, you can go to trials and everything. But that's what mostly summer is 50 meters. So,
well, people who are listening and are like, oh, my God, what are we talking about? Who is right, this? Right. This is Audrey McDonald. She is a Park City local, 17 years old. You need to pay attention to her name. You'll be hearing it a lot in the future.
You heard it here first on the morning mix before she's even committed to her college career. Yeah. And when does that happen? When do you have to commit?
I'm trying to do it as soon as possible. I only have one more official visit, and then I'm going to make my decision.
Yeah. And you're going to come back here and announce, right?
Yeah,
you're
going
to make your announcement
sure.
right here on Morning Mix. So stay tuned in the future to the Morning Mix, and you will find out where. And then you've been saying PSA, but it's Peekaboo Street Academy. Oh, and how long have you had this school in operation?
So this is our third year in operation. I've known Audrey since she was 7.
So you've been recruiting her since she's 7 for the
I didn't have any idea I was going to do the school when I first met her.
Yeah, Peek was over at my house. At the end of 8th grade, me and my family didn't really know what we were going to do for my high school because I just didn't want to go to Park City High School, and because swimming in school would be very difficult for me. And so Peek was like, you know, I wanted to start a school for athletes. For elite level
just
education.
Looking at her schedule alone, I was like, when do you go to school and when are you fresh enough for school? So that's one of the things she does. She'll swim super early, eat, chill out for a little while, and then when she comes in, she's ready to learn, and she's gotten her training done, at least one of her several training sessions done for the day, and she's ready to do school. And you know, it was part of just looking at her schedule going, wow, this is a need.
Okay, so let's say I've got a kid, because I do. I have one coming in August.
Awesome.
And when I get on that path of being a full-time athlete, which, you know, it's just, you have to do that. It's a box you have to check here in Park City.
You gotta go for
how
it.
Do I get a hold of Peekaboo Street Academy?
Well, you can go to peekabooStreetAcademy.com.
Okay.
You can go to our website and check us out. Dan Kemp is our headmaster, and Michelle Demshar is my other co-founder. And they're there 8 to 5 every day. And we're a year-round with open enrollment. You can do a single class all the way to a full curriculum with us. So it's more about the families and the flexibility that we offer and the kind of holistic support that we give our students.
Like a
it's a big family, and that's
we
the
all
thing
get along very well.
So fun about it. And not you don't have to be an athlete to come to PSA either. You just have to either want to fast track through your school, move at your own pace, basically, whether that's slower or faster. If you're a musician and you're going to hit the road early, you don't have to worry about missing out on your assignments. It's
and
a finite
and no more snail mail, or would you make an exception for me that I could put all my...
You and I will go back to school and we'll do snail mail, old school style. Let's
awesome.
Do it.
Thank you guys so much for being
so much.
In the
Thanks
studio today.
Good luck, Audrey.
It's been
Thank
great.
You.
Good luck to you. And
you so
I can't
much.
Wait to hear the announcement of your...
I'll be
your
back.
College when you get back.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to honor some underwriters, and we'll be back with the tip of we'll be back with weekend events, so stay tuned.
Of cancers affecting both men and women, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States, but it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Rick Craig, gastroenterologist at University of Utah Healthcare's Redstone Clinic. Colon cancer is preventable with early screening. If you are 50 or older, get screened. For more information, visit redstone.uofuhealth.org. University of Utah Healthcare is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
This is Summit County Sheriff Justin Martinez. KPCW keeps the community informed and updated with the latest public safety information within the Park City and Summit County areas. Stay safe, Park City, and stay tuned to KPCW.
And it's time for weekend events.
Welcome back. So if you're looking for things to do this weekend, tonight, Utah History Lecture at the Park City Library from 4 to 5:30 with Senator Reed Smoot talking about the designation of Utah Parks and Monuments. It's about Utah public lands and rivers through the eyes of government officials in the early 20th century.
At the Kohler Creamery in Heber this weekend, you can bring the kids to meet the farm's baby animals. They can take a hayride and play farm games on the lawn as well, feed the goats and the calves, or learn about beekeeping and backyard chickens. They suggest you wear appropriate shoes. This is a farmyard, so maybe closed-toed shoes. You can find out more information at gohebervalley.org.
Okay, there's Utah barrel racing if you're wearing the right shoes. And that'll be over 400 Utah barrel racers in competition this weekend at the Wasatch County Event Center. It's free to go watch the competitions, and it takes place tonight through Sunday. You can find out more information at utbra.com.
And shockingly, it's already the last Friday of the month, so tonight is the Park City Gallery Stroll, taking place in the art galleries of Main Street and the Old Town area. It's a free self-guided stroll, and it's fun for visitors and locals alike.
All right, Park City Follies opens tonight. If you want to go check that out at the Egyptian Theater, I highly recommend it. I'm in it. The Last Straw, it's a biodegradable Follies. It's awesome. It's a spoof of the town. You'll see all your friends and neighbors, so come check it out.
Any spoilers you want to give,
John? Well, you can still put your name on at the box office. They've been sold out for a little bit, but there's a Feral member way, and then if they are going to release open seats tonight. So
that's good
news. It's kind of a last-minute thing, so make sure you call Amber at the box office. And,
is it like a wait list?
It's totally a wait list.
Okay.
And then a spoiler alert, there will be people on stage.
Oh, my God. Wow. The Heber Valley Railroad is running a wizard's train tonight, departing the station for a two-hour scenic ride at 7 p.m. It's a wizardly-themed train with costumes, trivia, and games. Also in Heber tonight, you can check out the food trucks by firelight in front of City Hall, which is right near the Timpanogos Valley Theater, where you can see the Music Man on stage this weekend. And we'll be talking to some of those actors in our next segment, because tonight is their opening night.
Ooh, that'll be fun. And then Park City Films presenting Woman at War tonight through Sunday, 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, Sunday at 6 o'clock at the Jim Santee Auditorium.
Live music options today in and around town. Sounds Like Teen Spirit is at the Spur Bar and Grill. DJ Stario is at Downstairs. Jeremiah and Glenn Maxey at Silver Star Cafe. And there's Locals Karaoke Night at Flanagan's.
All right, let's see. Tomorrow there's a 5K happening in Heber at the Wasatch Peak. It starts at 10 a.m. It will take place on the Wasatch High School track.
The first of four birding adventures takes place at Swanner Preserve tomorrow. Legendary birder Kenny Frisch will guide you on an early morning bird watch to sight resident and migratory birds. Binoculars will be provided. More information at swannerecocenter.org.
And the best Minster dog show is happening at Jeremy Ranch Golf Club. That's from 11 to 4 tomorrow, Saturday. Categories for lighthearted competitions include best bark, best kid handler, that's funny, waggiest tail, and best owner dog looks alike.
PC Eats is holding their Fork in the Road fundraiser at Legacy Lodge at Park City Mountain. Information is online at eatsparkcity.org.
And for live music, Swan Workman and Dan Nobles will hold an album release concert at Park City Coffee Roasters from 7 to 9 p.m. tomorrow. DJ Soul Man is at Downstairs, and the Nightcaps are at the Spur.
In our concert announcement segment, you know that the Red Butte concert schedule was announced last week, and those tickets go on sale to Garden members on Monday, and then a few days later to the public. They generally sell out in the Garden member sale part, but you want to check out that schedule. A lot of great concerts. They have 31 shows down at Red Butte this summer. And the Park City Institute just announced their summer Big Stars Bright Nights schedule, which includes Brothers Osborne on July 7th, Punch Brothers, July 30th, Taj Mahal Quartet and Mark Cohn with the guest Blind Boys of Alabama on August 13th, Gone West on August 16th, and Cam, or C-A-M, I'm not sure about that artist, on August 24th. Snow Basin Resort will announce their summer Blues and Brews schedule next week, and the Canyons Village Master Association has published their summer schedule, which you can find at canyonscvma.com. Or listen to the Morning Mix next week, because we'll be talking to Brian Richards of Mountain Town Music about these free concerts and others that Mountain Town Music will put on this summer throughout Summit County. Snowbird has some of their Cool Air concert series booked and listed on their website, and I know that I'm excited about Southern Avenue, who's coming on August 3rd, so check that out.
Great summer of music and events.
Oh my God, this is the time when I get the calendar out and I'm writing it all in. You gotta like plot out where you're gonna be, and there's many choices every night.
All right, well, check it out. If you missed any of that or you want to hear it again, we are podcasting the show at kpcw.org or wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, wherever. All right, we're going to be right back with a little bit more in-studio music from Kid Brother, so stay tuned, and then also have the Music Man information from the Timpanogos Theater. Hold on.
Matt here from San Francisco Design. Since the start of our business in 1990, we have been supporting KPCW. We offer home decor for Park City and Salt Lake and feature modern furnishings from around the world. Whether you're looking to furnish an entire home or just redecorating a single room, we can help with our in-house design team. Located on Bonanza Drive and on the web at sanfrandesign.com. Right
on. Hey, and welcome back to The Morning Mix. I'm John Burdick, sitting in for John Wells, who's on assignment for the next 3 weeks. And Christy.
Yeah, well, let's get it back over to our musical guest, Kid Brother. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging with us.
Always a pleasure.
Why don't you intro your next song? We'll get right into it.
So, this is a new song.
Yay!
A newer song, I should say. The title keeps changing, so... We'll just leave it at that.
It's the changing title song.
It's working title.
Song.
Yeah,
working
much.
Title song.
I'm a born sucker that'll never change. You were meek, sweetheart, when we were kids. Flash boy, heartbreaker, keeper, yeah. Never thought I would be a ghost. Burn it down to the end. All I want is that place. Something I desire strange. Thought it was cute when I was a kid. Now I'm looking crazy, try to keep it here. Never thought I would.
to love and be loved someday.
Hi, this is Hans Fürgi. I've been in Park City since 1980 and a supporter of KPCW since the beginning. KPCW is where I get the local news from Leslie Thatcher in the morning and from Randy Barton in the afternoon on the local view. I love getting the ski conditions and the trail report. Public radio is important to me and it should be to you as well. So please go ahead and join the Broadcasters Club.
For more information about becoming a Broadcasters Club member, please contact Jennifer at 649-9004, extension 307, or Jennifer at kpcw.org.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. In studio with us right now, the Timpanogos Valley Theater representatives, Emily Pello, or Pello?
Pello.
Okay. Alice Iverson and Jen. Hi, Jen Iverson. So, welcome to the Morning Mix here on KPCW.
These guys are all cast members in The Music Man, which opens tonight. So,
yeah.
Ellis, you are playing Winthrop Peru, and that is the young character. How old are you?
So, I am 10 years old in real life, and that's actually how old my character is. So.
Wow, that worked out well.
Yeah.
Now, he's the character that's, is he, are we worried that he's getting in trouble, and that's why the Music Man has to sell the concept of joining the band?
He's just really shy because he has a lisp, and he doesn't want to go out or talk to anybody. So then when the Music Man comes, he wants to start a boys band. So then he gets really excited and starts talking.
All right, so those of us that don't actually know the musical plot, quickly give me an overview of what we're about to expect tonight.
Okay, so it revolves around a character named Harold Hill. He's a traveling salesman. He is kind of a con artist, too, though. So he comes to River City, Iowa, which is this really kind of stiff upper lip, arrogant type of town.
Is there trouble in that town?
There is trouble. Or
trouble with
the
capital T.
He says there's trouble. Exactly. And he wants to sell this idea that he's going to create a boys band, even though he doesn't really know how to lead a boys band. And so he kind of gets the whole community really excited about this idea. And through the course of the show, ends up convincing them he's going to do a boys band, and of course becomes changed himself and kind of does his own conversion process to, oh, this is what community and life is about. And eventually they do form a boys band together, even though it was originally a whole big con.
Okay, whose idea was it to kick it to a boys band instead of just a band?
Well,
but this takes place
at,
yeah.
I think it makes more sense.
Oh, I'm thinking it's brilliant. I mean, I'm just like, all right, a boys band.
Like, we
got
like
NSYNC on
band.
Stage,
you
right
know,
here.
Like the, yeah,
and the boys are the ones getting into trouble, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So he tells the townspeople, like, they're gonna start playing in the pool hall. This is a problem. There's all these problems, and he creates all these problems to sell to them, and it's really thematic to things that still go on today. People just tell you there's a problem and get everyone scared and get them all on board.
Nice.
And maybe sell you something in the process.
Like a boys band. I can do it. I
or,
can be a
or
boys band.
Or teeth whitener. I don't know anything. You can sell things by telling people there's a problem. But fun, lively show. And so your character, Emily, is Marion. She's the music teacher, right?
She's the one that when he comes into the town, she is very against it. She sees him as a con artist. She looks him up in her reference books and finds out that he didn't really graduate from this university he said he did. And so she's the one that's very against him.
He lied on his resume?
He lied.
And she looked him up in a book.
Looked him up. But, of course, his mission is to try to convince her. She's the music teacher of the town. If he gets her to say that he's cool, then everyone else will believe. So and the whole time he's, you know, trying to woo her. There's this big fun number called Marion the Librarian. And he comes in and tries to win her affection. And
John
song.
Is married.
I was
going
to say I'm married to
oh,
a librarian, so this seems to be a song I should
you
should I, could, I should learn.
I'm sure she's
and my wife does musical theater, so I don't think I'm going to do that.
She's probably thought of that reference.
Yeah,
by
she's probably been
already.
In. I should ask her if she's ever been in The Music Man. But
she
anyway,
was,
yeah.
Ellis, how did you learn to act with a lisp?
I guess it just came to me. I don't know. Like, I just, like, if I just put my tongue under my teeth, it just makes a TH and I just make a TH.
All right, so say, here, read this line with a lisp here. You can tell
he
us
can
what,
also
what...
sing his song.
Oh,
Mary,
yeah,
Indiana.
Oh, that's right. Really?
I wasn't sure if you wanted to do that.
I love it if he sings a song.
Do you need to stand up or
just
sit
a couple
down?
Stages.
What do you want to do?
He's got
I'll
it.
Just sit down.
All right, go
look
for it.
At him, ready to go.
Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, let me say it once again. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, that's the town that knew me when. If you'd like to have a logical explanation, how I happened on this elegant syncopation, I will say without a moment of hesitation, there is just one place that can light my faith. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome, but Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, my home sweet home.
Excellent.
All right. Wow, a little tease here of the Music Man and lisping right here for free.
So the show opens tonight. And it's running Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday this weekend and the next two weekends. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's great. So it's so fun. John's in musical studio. So you get it all worked out. And then, like, you're on stage and great weekend. And then it's over. And you're like, oh. Yeah. So you get three weekends to pull it together. And people can get information where?
There's a timpvalleytheater.com. They can get information on there. We're also on Facebook. Stop by the theater.
Okay.
Just right
where's
off
the theater
Main Street.
Exactly?
It's right behind the Tabernacle on Main Street in Heber City.
Okay. Let's give another reference. I don't know the Tabernacle.
I don't know the Tabernacle.
The address is 90 North, 100 West.
Yeah,
in
but
Heber.
We're all about.
So it's right behind the City Hall area where you can go to the food trucks by firelight.
So you could go. And what time does the show start?
7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30.
So the food trucks start at 5. So you go get some food.
Get some
hang
food
out.
In the park. Get warm
go
up,
into the theater.
Toast some marshmallows, and yes. Then go see the Music Man. That's great. And how many musicals have you done so far, Alice?
I'd say roughly like around 10.
Wow.
I can't really think of all of them, but
knocking it out there. You got
to. So you know you want to be you want to be on stage.
Yes.
This is your thing. Wow.
Yeah, that's my.
And home. Do you guys all live in Heber?
We're in Midway, Alice and I.
And I'm in Orem.
Oh, wow. Okay. Driving up. And the Heber Valley Orchestra is the live music as part of the show. So they got it going on.
They definitely got it going on. And you can go a whole night of theater and fun if you want to do that. And how long have you guys been involved in the theater? This particular Timpanogos Theater?
Oh, I started with Timpanogos Valley Theater 15 years ago. I did one of their first shows called Pirated. And then I've been gone. I've been in New York and around... So this is my first time back with them.
Nice. What were you doing in New York?
Teaching children's improv theater.
Great. Yeah. I've been doing improv here in Park City for a while.
Oh, so. Have you?
Yep.
Nice. Oh, that's
the
wonderful.
Park City improv is what we've our latest incarnation.
Okay.
But anyway, this is great. This sounds like an amazing musical. And if I wasn't on stage, I'd be there. But I'm actually on stage tonight. So
some of the song highlights we'll go through, 76 trombones, Gary, Indiana. Gary, what else? Yeah.
Big Trouble, right?
Big, mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Trouble with a capital T that rhymes
Trouble.
With something.
P.
P. Okay.
Wells Fargo Wagon.
Wells Fargo Wagon.
Oh,
right.
That was a really fun one.
Yes.
And Shapoopy.
Shapoopy, right. Which is a funny one to walk out singing and you're like.
It's a very fun dance number, though.
Out of context, though, the song doesn't sound so.
No.
The title sounds a little off.
I mean, come on. It's a household word around my house.
Is it? Shapoopy. All right.
Well, thank you guys so much for being on the show today. And good luck with the run. And
break a leg.
And break a leg, all those kind of things.
Thank you.
Do you know where the term break a leg comes from?
Alice?
Not where it comes from. I've heard it.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know where it comes from, John?
It's from the old theaters where they would have curtains, and they're called legs, and they're second ones. And so in order to get onto the stage, you would have to break the leg or pull the leg back, and then you'd get on stage. So break a leg comes from that. There you
always
go.
Good to know.
You learn something new here on The Morning Mix.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll be right back with Kid Brother here in the studio for one song to play us out.
KPCW broadcasts 5 public affairs shows every weekday from 9 to 10 a.m. to continue the conversation of issues important to listeners in a more in-depth forum. National authors, regional experts, and local business owners are just a few of our interesting guests, making each public affairs show a unique listening experience. Have your business be a part of KPCW programming during these shows by contacting Emily at kpcw.org or at 435-901-8805.
Well, it's been an interesting morning mix here. Again, if you missed today's show or you're just tuning in, you can always grab the podcast from our website or anywhere you download podcasts, and you can follow us on kpcw.org. But it's been a great show so far.
Can you ask Alexa to play the morning mix?
You can. Actually, you can ask to play KPCW. And I don't know if I've set it up yet that you can just go straight to the morning mix, but that's something. Thank you for putting me on.
Oh, back with Kid Brother, our musical guest. So are you playing anywhere that people can come see you?
You know, I don't have a whole lot booked locally. Mm-hmm. It's festival season.
Woohoo! I'm going to a festival next week.
Yeah, so I'm on the road with festivals.
Like, where are you playing?
Donkey Creek Festival is the big one I'm
excited
about.
That sounds like fun. Where's that?
That is in Gillette, Wyoming. The one I do every year, it's in Medicine Bow. That one's called the Battle of Old Wyoming. So that one's going to be fun. I've got a date in Denver at the Skylark Lounge coming up. But if there's any festival organizers local, get a hold of me.
And where do they get a hold of you?
Kid Brother on Facebook is easiest, or on Instagram, Kid Brother Chase.
There's not too many Kid Brothers on Facebook?
Oh, there's a ton, but I'm the original.
So how do they know which one's you? I find that hard when I go looking for
radio,
someone.
Yeah, they're not really seeing
you
here.
Yeah, look for the guy with the big hat.
The guy with the hat.
I always have
Kid
a big
Brother
hat
and a hat. Okay, on Facebook, and they can get a hold of you.
All right. We're going to, do you have a song you can play us out to?
Yeah, this is a song called My Whole Life.
You hit my heart like a ton of bricks. Love you so much, can't handle it. Knew I was in trouble when I looked in the mirror. You're dancing to the clash in your underwear.
Sponsors, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties. You're listening to KPCW.
All right, you're listening to KPCW Park City. We're going to get to NPR News now. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.